They spoke with Mr. Bangor, Dan Bangor. He didn't know anybody. They spoke with Mr. Bajoria. He also didn't know anybody. They had not yet spoken with Mr. Jalan. Our feeling was that to bring a Ramanuja Kaviram is not difficult from wherever we are, whether we're here or anywhere. There are many Kavirajas. Whether we have to get a local one or whether we have to go somewhere to bring one, they can be brought. But our one consideration was, just like this morning, it's getting cold in the morning. And we felt that, for example, this during the rainy season, it rained very much, more than usual. So the climate is not completely predictable in this Kali Yuga. So it's getting very cold in the mornings. Now suddenly it gets much colder. To travel on the train would be very difficult, because these trains are hard. You can't keep them warm. They don't have heat in them. So we don't feel that it's very safe to wait unduly. Our opinion was that so far as your health or strength goes, it's not going to increase significantly in 1 or 2 weeks. Even if when you take this Makaradwaj, it'll take time to gradually get back your strength. So waiting is not so much for the purpose of gaining back strength. And the climate is working against us because it's getting colder if we wait. One of the main reasons to go that your divine grace had was to get into a nice climate, fresh air, open air, atmosphere. But our feeling is that as far as the Kaviraj goes, now we must find the Ramanuja Kaviraj. Now, if we cannot find one in Calcutta, then our feeling is let us find one somewhere else and bring him to Mayapur. In other words, it doesn't have to be that he's living in Calcutta. Kavirajas are all over India. There's one, who is that person, Bhavana?
The head pujari at Sri Rangam Temple in South India. He's coming in the family of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He is very friendly with our society, and Achyutananda and Jasodanandana Swamis, they stayed with him at his house in Sri Ranganath Temple for 5 days. Mm. He was their host. He brought them
where?
In.
Young.
Sri Rangam.
That so. Is the...
So, the man must be very... He's not so smarta, because he will allow Westerners to live with him. He's favorable. So, Smara Hari, one of the devotees here, we felt that it would be... We could... if we do not find from Jalan or anyone a good Kaviraj in Calcutta, then let us send two devotees to Sri Rangam to meet with this head pujari and get his help for finding out a proper Ramanuja Kaviraj and bring him to Mayapur. And immediately let us go to Mayapur. Why should we sit here waiting here? There's actually, we don't find any benefit from waiting here. The idea was to give change of climate. And what is the purpose of waiting for that to happen? Is we're not gaining anything by staying here, except that the weather is becoming colder, so that it becomes more and more dangerous to travel in cold weather. As far as bringing a Kaviraj goes, now we've already seen there's not going to be one in Vrindavan, so at best we'd have to bring him from Delhi. But whether a man has to come from Delhi or come from Sri Rangam, he's going to have to come and visit and stay with us. And once the treatment begins, if we get a Delhi Kaviraj, he's going to have to keep coming down here. We don't want to have to stay here for more than 1 or 2 weeks. But the treatment is going to be longer than 2 weeks. So then we'll be stuck here. If we depend upon a Delhi Kaviraj, we'll be stuck here. Best thing is someone from Calcutta, because then they can come frequently to Mayapur. But if in event that we cannot get someone from Calcutta, then we should take the help of one Kaviraj from South India. And your dream was that it was a Ramanuja Kaviraj who was preparing the medicine. I think that after it's prepared, he may administer the medicine for some time, but afterwards we can find another Kaviraj. If he has to return to South, then another Kaviraj may continue the treatment. I don't...
No treatment.
Simply giving. The preparation is the main thing. So therefore, I let him come and prepare it in our presence. Do you feel that he should come and prepare it in your presence? You want to see him? Or can it be prepared in South and brought by the devotees?
Well,
I think if we go to take the help of this head priest, it'll be reliable. They can do it right in his presence. Smarhari is also very good. He does all of the purchasing for Yasoda Nandan Maharaj, of whatever they purchase for deities, whatever they purchase for ceremonies for Fiji. This Smarhari does all purchasing, and he also purchases medicines. I mean, he's been in India 6 years now, and he's known to that head priest. So if he can purchase, then he can bring it. Well, we were thinking that some other devotee should go with him. So, actually, we were thinking about Bhakti Charu Maharaj. The reason being that Bhakti Charu Maharaj, being an Indian devotee, that's also one advantage, that there should be one Western devotee, one Indian devotee, just in case he has to speak Hindi or something. And besides that, Bhakti Charu Maharaj has got experience with you, with all of these different Kavirajas. So he'll be able to see a little bit whether the Kavirajas, you know, there should be some discretion on our part also. He knows the history. He knows your history. So he can explain it properly to the Kaviraj.
There is no explanation. He must be sincere. The Kaviraj must know how to do it. That's all.
You know, on one hand, we didn't want to take Bhakti Charu Maharaj away from you because he's serving properly. This is the best thing. I can see that you also don't want that. So then we can find it. It's good if one Indian devotee goes, you know, with Smarhari. But there are others that we can find. No, we can find someone. That's not... You don't have to tax yourself for that, Srila Prabhupada. But this is our idea, that why we should wait here. The longer we wait, the colder the weather becomes. And what advantage do we gain by waiting here? There's no advantage gained. You could say, well, because if we wait here and I get the medicine immediately and I start to take the medicine, then I will become stronger. But our feeling is that strength will take time. So just by waiting for 2 weeks, the strength will not increase so significantly to make traveling less risky. Traveling is risky if we're not careful. If we take great care, then traveling will not be risky.
So, by plane or train?
What, Srila Prabhupada?
By plane.
By plane or train? Well, I think that I think train is better.
Why?
Because there's a number of reasons. First of all, there's no jumbo jets, and they're Indian Airlines planes.
Mm-hmm.
They're Indian Airlines smaller planes. They're jets, but they're not the big jet. The flying. Airbus.
I think the Airbus has been taken out of commission.
Well, even if it hasn't, it's a useless plane because the seats on the Airbus are as small as any seats anywhere else. There's no advantage to them.
Why do you take only 2 hours?
Yes, but then again, the plane flight, you know, whether you'll be able to be comfortable, 2 hours of discomfort may be worse than 17 hours of semi-comfort. That has to be considered. Train means you lay down, you know, and you have a big compartment. Plane, look how difficult it is for you to sit up for even a half hour. I have not hardly seen you sit up for a half hour. I mean, these airlines, Indian Airlines planes, for all you know, the seat thing won't go up. The handle?
Yeah.
Hmm?
The handle is up.
On which flights?
The 747.
No, there are no 747.
And the 727. And I'm sorry, 707. Not 727. The Airbus has stopped. Yeah. Instead of that, they're starting.
Why it stopped?
Because
they couldn't get out. Economical.
Huh?
The Airbus was stopped because they couldn't get enough passengers to make it economical. So they took them out of service.
I mean, there are other points also. Whether they'll have a wheelchair that can be wheeled through an aisle in an airplane. See, on a train, we can carry you quite easily. I mean, plane traveling just becomes a very sophisticated situation, you know. I mean, I don't want to take you in a stretcher on a plane. I don't like that idea. I don't think it's nice in any way. You know, it's all right if we take you in a wheelchair and then you can sit down and lay down in the seat. That's no problem. But how to get into the through the aisle? You remember when we went to London, you had to walk. They say they have foreign airlines. Say, I remember they used to say they had some wheelchairs.
It was landed in Pompeii. It's not exactly a wheelchair; it's a little TV seat that they strapped in.
Yeah, who knows if they'll have it? Well, what's the guarantee? He can't walk. You want to go by plane? Because it's 2 hours. That's a big advantage. Do you want a little mystery gel, Srila Brahma?
That bus that is stopped.
Yes, but that bus is no big. I mean, there's no benefit particularly of that Airbus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does. There's no real benefit. It's not any better than a 707 or 727. It's bigger inside, but the seats are not bigger. I mean, it doesn't really affect you. The seats are just as close together as on any other plane. Schöpfen.
Mishrija.
Hare Rasa Khyaji.
Prabhupada is saying something about the
Chaitanya. Hare Rasa Khyaji. Hare
Rasa Khyaji.
Achha, haan.
Haan?
Haan, Khyaji and Shri Prabhupada.
Train or plane? Well, first of all, we should agree on the idea, though. I mean, you know, I think the point of that there's no real advantage to waiting here. Our feeling is that there's more advantage to being in Mayapur this time. We can certainly go by plane. I think we can arrange some small wheelchair that'll go up to the seat. It's possible to arrange. Well, what we'll do is we'll purchase two extra seats so that Prabhupada can have three seats.
Right by the door, so he doesn't, they can just bring it in the door and take the seats right on the door.
That can be done. Well, we can try to get the front row.
They do when they have to transport someone in an emergency. They must have to arrange.
Yeah, they do. They take the seats down and put your stretcher in. Well, we don't want that.
But that's pretty.
There's no question of that. It's very.
It goes direct.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Delhi Calcutta. Yeah. It's a lot easier. Plane travel is easier. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's so much easier, so much quicker. No, I mean, it's no, he knows that. I've seen people laying out in stretchers. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. People come by and you're laying right on the ground.
Oh, on the ground?
Oh, yeah, and they walk right by you and your feet are right next to your head.
It's not very nice at all.
Oh, it's most dishonorable and disrespectful. You feel, you know, you feel every bit of being a patient.
Do they have private
rooms? No, private doesn't.
Huh?
I already suggested going to London and private, you wouldn't do it. I mean, it's very difficult to arrange these things in India. Private room. You know, without a lot of advance, 20,000, 30,000 rupees.
Private plane. Yeah. Yeah, and then there'd have to be a propeller plane too. Right. Which is a hellish. You're traveling almost to Chandigarh.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't this country, so you can't do these things. Right there. So.
Then directly from Dum Dum to. Mayapur?
Yeah, then we go direct from Dum Dum to Mayapur. We don't even have to go into Calcutta. Is that all right? So, do you agree, Srila Prabhupada, with the idea then that the sooner we transfer there, the better? Mayapur. As far as the Kaviraj goes, let us see if we get a local man from Calcutta, failing which, Smarhari plus one other devotee will go to Sri Rangam, and from a very reliable Kaviraj, in their presence, they will have it made. Smarhari, you see, is from Guru Kripa and Yasoda Nanda's party. So he's got experience sitting and watching people making the silver onto the throne. I mean, he knows how to sit and watch not to get cheated.
The only thing is the man fully prepared, he must be experienced.
Yeah.
That is what. And sincere. Then it is what. Are very prepared there or here?
Right.
When all men.
It's got to be some experienced devotee that is responsible.
What about that boy, Krishna Balaram? Indian boy. He's good. He goes out and collects for the temple.
It doesn't matter.
You can say Krishna Balaram.
Yeah, he's like smiling. I wonder how many chibis he's going to go to. Someone else. Oh, in the meantime, some treatment should be there. In the meantime, before you get this Makar Dwanch, some treatment should be there.
What treatment?
Well, we were thinking that this Bonamali Babu, and he has made this medicine. So, why not find out what is this medicine from him and you can take that in the meantime. He's made this medicine. He, Bonamali.
What is benefit?
Well, according to him, this is Makaridwaj. I mean, I don't discount that this may be Makaridwaj. I am not rejecting it simply on the word of that Ramanuji Kaviraj who was here. Otherwise, then we simply wait for the Makaradwaj. Okay. I'm always remembering your words. Some husband must be there.
Wait for the husband.
Okay. Wait for the husband.
So, take three seats in bed. That was it. And the best of the plan. 7:07 or what?
Well, 7:47, there aren't any. The jumbo jet, that we cannot get.
No.
7:07, 7:27. They're both Boeings. They're good. They're big jets. Let us go immediately. Let us arrange for you to go immediately. Srila Prabhupada, I was thinking I should send your son a telegram, your former son, Vrindavan, a telegram not to come here. Pishama's son has sent a telegram telling him to come. I think I'll telegram him that we are coming there. Don't come, Vrindavan. Because what's the use of his wasting time coming here? He can come to Mayapur to see you.
Yeah.
And that'll be easier. We can do everything from there. Is that all right?
You see that and I see that.
So should I send... I mean, right now, is there any need to inform him not to come here?
No need.
Let him come anyway, if he's coming.
He's coming. I sent him.
No, he hasn't given any indication.
Then?
Okay. Okay.
My sister is going back?
Yes.
Hi, Srila
Prabhupada. When?
When we first planned that we would go by train, then she wanted to come in the same train actually. But now I think the many of our devotees will be going by train, yes. So she can go with them in the train.
That's all. She is
important. Okay. So, if we have, if M.L. Jalan also says he has no one, then we're sending someone immediately from here. Otherwise, if Mr. Jalan says that there is someone,
Jalan, they have got a territory.
Yeah, dispensary. Of course, we don't know if it's Ayurvedic dispensary. It might be allopathic.
Ayurvedic.
They have.
They have got it.
Then one thing we'll do, Srila Prabhupada. The easiest thing is, let us go to Calcutta, let us go to Mayapur. Smarahari was coming anyway. Mm-hmm. Let him come to Mayapur also. If we don't get anyone from Calcutta within a day or two, if we don't get anyone, if we don't get anyone from Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada, if we don't get any Kaviraj from Calcutta side, then we'll send Smarahari.
Like Jalan, I recommend.
Yeah. Then we'll send Smarahari and Sarva Bhavana can go. You know Sarva Bhavana? Bhakti Charu's friend? Remember that Bengali devotee? He can go with Smarahari directly and get someone. I think we'll get someone from Calcutta. And it's better if we get Calcutta man. It's easier. But if we don't, then we'll immediately send someone to south. It'll only be a matter of a few days they can be back. Is it all right?
Somebody recommended. Just like Jalan.
Well, the recommendation would be done by that head priest of the temple of Sri Rangam. That's where they would go. They wouldn't just go to look up someone. You know, they would get the... They would have
that.
Better than Jalan. So then let us send him directly from here, Smarahari, immediately. He can leave today. Is that all right? And we proceed to Mayapur, and Smarahari can come back with the medicine to Mayapur. All right? So we'll make this plan. So then we'll make the arrangements just now, Srila Prabhupada? All right.
By plane.
By plane. Yes, three seats for you.
So, all GBC left?
All GBC left? Some of them are here. Hansaduta is here. Arisari, Sarup Damodar.
So,
Panchadravita Swami.
That committee form?
That committee?
Can it
be? Yes, we'll be forming that. We'll make a little legal document.
I can't make it formal.
Yeah, that can be done. So Srila Prabhupada, here's Smarahari, and he's going to be leaving today for South India. we've given him the instructions. And he's a proper person. He knows that chief priest in Sri Rangam Temple. And first thing is he's going to find out what are the ingredients of this Makaratwaj. Then he's going to purchase the ingredients himself. And then he's going to go to the Kaviraj and give it to the Ramanuja Kaviraj and have him make it right in front of him. He will supply the ingredients so that he knows the ingredients are bona fide, first class. And he'll see that they make it in front of him.
According to the direction of the Ramanuja.
Yeah. Well, he'll have the Ramanuja man make it. First he'll ask, what are the ingredients? Then he'll go and get those ingredients and he'll bring it to the Ramanuja man. And the Ramanuja man will make it.
A man must be sincere and experienced.
Then after that, he'll come directly to Mayapur. The whole thing, how long will it take? About 2 days to get there? A day or two? Maybe within a week's time, he'll be in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada.
If they can make it quickly.
If they make it quickly.
It will take time. As he said.
Paper. My pad is in. That man said it would take time, a week. Of course, we don't know if that's a fact or not. But it'll take about a week's time if it only takes a day or two. If it takes a week, then it may take a total of 2 weeks' time until he reaches Mayapur. When Gopal and Shatadanya were in Delhi, they went to see one man who was a very important Marwari Kaviraj. They asked him about the ingredients of Makaratwaj.
They asked that question about what medicine the poor man would take.
What medicine the poor man would take. So he said, poor man or rich man, it doesn't matter. The price of it is about 48 rupees per tola. Because the gold that is given, it is given back at the end. It's just passed through the gold. It's not utilized itself. So 48 rupees a tola. This is what he said. Very big Marwari Kaviraj. So this Ramanuja Kaviraj was charging 500 rupees a tola. And Bonamali, when we gave him gold, he never returned any gold. So, that's the position. Cheaters. Something. Anyway, before we leave, I'm going to speak with Bhagaji. Bhagaji is the one who gave the gold and pearls to Bonamali. Bhagaji is the one who gave the pearl and gold to Bonamali. So I think Bhagaji will be able to recover it. We'll leave this medicine with Bhagaji. And he can give the medicine to Bonamali and take the money. So, Smarhari, we're leaving today. just now, and we've already spoken with Delhi and they're already going to purchase the airline tickets. Either we will leave Wednesday, today is Monday, either we will leave Wednesday or we will leave Friday. We're not going to travel on Thursday. And they've already informed Calcutta and Mayapur.
We'll go to me.
Your Divine Grace, Bhavananda Maharaj, myself, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Shatadanya Maharaj, Upendra Prabhu, Sarup Damodar, Bharadwaj, that'll be on the train, on the plane. Then in the train, Pradumna, Arundhati, some other devotees also. So eight of us will be going on the plane with you. Seven plus your Divine Grace. And you'll have three seats. Altogether, we're purchasing 10 seats. No, I don't think there'll be any difficulty. We're going in full team. Scientist is with us. In case of any special knowledge, Sarup Damodar will be there. Bhavananda with his gun. Full team. I think it will be a nice journey, Srila Prabhupada.
I hope.
So now you'll have your bath, Srila Prabhupada? Okay. Yeah. All right, Srila Prabhupada.
Light.
Without your mercy, there is no possibility of escaping the degrading influence of this Kali Yuga. Most merciful Lord and Master of the devotees, we have no shelter other than your lotus feet. By Krishna's grace, a most wonderful Janmashtami celebration was held at the Cato Ridge Farm Ashram in South Africa. The celebration included the opening of a new temple and Prashadam facility. He sent a lot of pictures, Srila Prabhupada. Amazing pictures. This Tulsidas has sent different things. Here's a news clipping from the Leader. It's a newspaper. It says, Hare Krishna festivity. All roads lead to the Hare Krishna Farm Ashram at Cato Ridge. Last Sunday, where thousands of well-wishers and devotees celebrated Krishna Janmashtami. His Holiness Sriman Jayatirtha Das Prabhu came out especially from the United States for the occasion and to officiate at the opening of a new temple of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. One picture shows devotees. It says, members of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness and followers of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada lead the crowd in the singing of Hare Krishna Kirtan. In the foreground is the Havan Kund, on which the sacrificial prayer was performed prior to the opening of the new temple. A view of the large gathering. It shows thousands of people, Srila Prabhupada, at the Hare Krishna Farm Ashram at Cato Ridge at the weekend when the new temple was officially open. The function was held in conjunction with Lord Krishna's birth anniversary celebrations. Here's the temple. Head of the group, Tulsidas, seen with other devotees in front of their new temple. It's a very beautiful temple with pillars and arches. I don't know how they built it so soon. So it's a big temple they built there. Says the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, more widely known as the Hare Krishna Movement, opened its temple to coincide with the celebration of Lord Krishna's birth of Lord Krishna. The Hare Krishna devotees all over the world. Anyway, this birthday service. Big, here's another article. Pictures of devotees opening the temple. Here's another article. Shriman Jai Tirtha Das Prabhu, one of the top officials.
Good character. Good health.
Says here, another article says, procession draws hundreds. The hundreds line the streets of Durban on Sunday to watch young and old Hindus taking part in the colorful procession, which was held as part of Lord Krishna's birthday celebration. Tells all about a celebration in the city of Durban, organized by our society.
This will be good for propaganda.
Krishna Ashtami, Lord Krishna's celebration. Full center page. A voyage of discovery. Christian tribute to Krishna consciousness, says. It's a picture of your divine grace here. It's an article reprinted from Back to Godhead. It says, all material in this special feature taken from Back to Godhead, the official magazine of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Oh, this is all... what they have done... The same thing they did in Fiji, they have done there in South Africa. Because many of the articles, this is a whole also, all about our society. All of these pages. Hare Krishna puzzle is unraveled. Jagannath Car Festival is one of the oldest in history. Then it tells about the program. It tells all how to get to the farm. Then sent photographs. A very beautiful temple, Srila Prabhupada. I don't know if you can see it. This is the temple. You see the white structure here? You can see it has arch domes. Not domes, but arches. Can you see it? Look at the pandal they have.
They're watching me there.
Festivity.
Where is that thing throughout the whole world?
There aren't, except in our temples.
He says, by Krishna's grace, a most wonderful Janmashtami celebration was held at the Big Farm Ashram in South Africa. The celebration included the opening of a new temple and prasadam facility, two new life membership cottages, and three overnight guest rooms, initiation of four new devotees and two Brahmin initiations, a play, a massive prasadam distribution, go puja, a transcendental treasure hunt for the children, ecstatic chanting by all, and distribution of books, records, and posters and tapes. We enclosed new pictures of the various events, as well as newspaper articles. The newspapers were all 100% favorable, and one even had a four-page article on ISKCON. The Gujarati ladies from Durban and Petersmartsburg all came early to help cook puris and halva. They cooked about 1/4 ton of halva and over 8,000 puris, and all of which were distributed. At least 15,000 people attended the two-day festival, and all of the most important big Indian businessmen and millionaires attended. 2 days before the event, a large marquee able to hold 2,500 people was erected, and the initiations and the play were held inside. The play especially was most successful, as the top Indian stage and lighting men in South Africa were giving us technical assistance. It was so nice that even some of the ladies were in tears during the performance. The Go Puja was also a massively popular event, as none of the local people had ever seen such a thing before. In fact, many people came up to the devotees and were saying things like, I left India 30 years ago and I never saw anything like this before. So far, the Indian community...
And the other one is that Adi Keshav Maharaj, he has a friend in Delhi named Chandi Das. He's a big yogi, I think.
Well, he's from America.
He has quite a bit of money. And so Adi Keshav called him up. And he had a Kaviraj in the Ramanuja Sampradaya. And that Chandi Das went to see his Kaviraj. And his Kaviraj had just gotten finished mixing Makadwaj medicine. He'd been preparing it for the past 10 days. And Shatadana Maharaj and Adi Keshav were just now going over to see this Kaviraj that Chandi Das has purchased 7 tolas of the medicine for your divine grace as a gift. They're going over to pick it up.
Let's see.
Krishna is so kind.
Well, there I saw somebody, Ramanuja. He's preparing for me. This is on Krishna. What is being prepared in Delhi? And he is giving permission in doing. So, very good.
Chanting
is alive.
So there's no need to send anyone to South India?
No.
And that Kaviraj in Delhi said that no, the gold is absorbed in the medicine.
These events are all like a dramatical play, Srila Prabhupada. Great drama. It's simply like reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
It was just a good one.
It was just a good one.
He has gone to the temple that.
Yes. Now you will get both things, the Makara Dwaj and Mayapur.
Krishna was showing you while he was making it, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was watching him make it, but Krishna gave him the vision to see.
Only the Lord, he gave me it, Prabhupada.
It's like Sanjaya.
These activities are all as wonderful, Srila Prabhupada, as the books you have written. We're seeing that you are one of those personalities, as great as the personalities that you have written about.
Doors, everything take detail.
They have to take detail of the dosage and everything, but
yes, they're going to get all of that tonight.
Festival in Delhi, invite all them.
Invite those men?
Spend some money?
Oh, we should hold it. And invite the men who contributed?
Yeah.